My name is Pam. I'm a 43-year-old female. I live in north central Arkansas in a small town named Damascus. We are about 55 miles north of Little Rock, up Highway 65. I'm married, and my husband is from Kentucky. He's an electrician, and we live on a small farm where we have a garden. We have some cattle, two sweet dogs named Faye and May, and my husband is also a beekeeper. I have lived in this same area, literally, along the same stretch of road in three different houses for 43 years. I grew up here, as did my mother and my father, as well as their parents, as well as their parents and their parents. I attended the University of Central Arkansas, and where I received my teaching degree. I teach family and consumer science at a local high school. I'm just completing my 20th year of teaching. My ancestry on my father's side goes back to Wales. His family came here. The surname is Bryant, and they came to America in the early 1600s, settled in Virginia, migrated south to North Carolina, ending up in Spartanburg, South Carolina, and then migrated west from there to different points along the way. But my father's family settled in north central Arkansas in a little town named Enola, E-N-O-L-A. And they came to this area around 1830s, thereabouts. My mother's father, his family also settled in this area a little bit later in the 1840s, 50s. Her family, my mother's father's family, the Quattlebaums, were from Germany, and they settled near this area as well. We also have on my grandmother's, my maternal grandmother's side, my third great grandmother was Indian, Native American. And so that kind of sums up my ancestry. Also, some family came from West Virginia as well. My father's grandmother came from West Virginia, but I'm not sure where they came from before that. I'm going to read the Goldilocks story to you, if I can find it. Goldilocks and the Three Bears. Once upon a time, there was a little girl named Goldilocks. She went for a walk in the forest. It was a lovely day. You never saw a bluer sky. No showers likely. Pretty soon she came upon a house. She knocked, and when no one answered, she walked right in. At the table in the kitchen, there were three bowls of porridge. Goldilocks was hungry. She took a few bites from the first bowl. Now there were fewer bites than there had been. "This porridge is too hot," she exclaimed. So she tasted the porridge from the second bowl. "This porridge is too cold," she said. So she tasted the last bowl of porridge. Ah, this porridge is just right, she said happily, and she ate it all up. She thoroughly enjoyed it. After this, she decided she was feeling a little tired. So she walked into the living room where she saw three chairs. Goldilocks sat in the first chair to rest her feet. This chair's too big, she exclaimed. So she sat in the second chair. This chair's too big, too, she whined. So she tried the last and smallest chair. Ah, this chair's just right, she sighed. But just as she settled down into the chair to rest, it broke into pieces. Goldilocks was very tired by this time, so she went upstairs to the bedroom. She could hardly carry herself up the stairs. I think I'll just lie down, she said. There was a mirror in the room, but she didn't notice it. She lay down in the first bed, but it was too hard. Then she lay in the second bed, but it was too soft. Then she lay down in the third bed, and it was just right. Goldilocks fell asleep. As she was sleeping, the three bears came home. Someone's been eating my porridge, growled Papa Bear. Someone's been eating my porridge, said Mama Bear. Someone's been eating my porridge and they ate it all up, cried Baby Bear. Someone's been sitting in my chair, growled Papa Bear. Someone's been sitting in my chair, said Mama Bear. Someone's been sitting in my chair, and they've broken it all to pieces, cried Baby Bear. This was quite a problem. They decided to look around some more, and when they got upstairs to the bedroom, Papa Bear growled, Someone's been sleeping in my bed. Someone's been sleeping in my bed, too, said Mama Bear. Someone's been sleeping in my bed, and she's still there, exclaimed Baby Bear. Just then, Goldilocks woke up and saw the three bears. She came unglued. She was afraid she was face to face with her destroyers. She nearly passed out. She screamed, Help! She jumped up and ran out of the room. Goldilocks ran down the stairs, opened the door, and ran away into the forest. And after this, she never returned to the home of the three bears. But she wasn't even sorry for what she had done. She had had a pretty bad time. The end. These are the additional sentences to read. I like to watch reruns. Captain Hook is a pirate. We must prorate our cost. The poor man went on a tour that turned into a joyride. Steam was billowing out of the train. That town is situated down a valley. It was a pleasure doing business with you. Put that man on the payroll.